This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. This year, 2016, the longest day of the year, June 20th, the summer solstice, occurs on the same day as a full moon. What is the cosmic significance of this astronomical coincidence? Sorry, absolutely none. Because the moon orbits the Earth in just a bit over 27 days, and because our calendar months are either 31, 30, or 28 days long, the moon will always be doing its own thing, independent of Earth-based calendars. So the full moon on June 20th is no more significant than a full moon on June 21st, or April 15th, or December 25th. In fact, the difference in the two calendars means that full moons, new moons, or any phase you want to pick in between, will occur on roughly the same calendar date every 19 years or so. There's no significance to a full moon on the solstice. So what is the solstice? Your local TV weather person will tell you it's the longest day of the year. But why is that so? Well, just like getting good service in a restaurant, it comes down to being properly tipped. If the Earth orbited the Sun perfectly vertical relative to its orbit, there would be no seasons, no solstice, and no topic for this episode of Looking Up. But the Earth is in fact tilted relative to its orbit at a bit over 23 degrees. This means that the summer solstice every June marks the point where, due to the tipping, the Sun rises the farthest north of due east and sets the farthest north of due west, as it will all year. So while it makes the longest day of the year for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, it also marks the shortest days of the year for our friends in Australia. And after June 20th, I hate to say it, the days will start getting shorter. So get out there and enjoy the sun while you can. Winter is coming. If you'd like to take a closer look at the moon or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.